You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Comment by Polani Gwala.
I see that desperate families have turned to courts to secure autopsies for their loved ones so that bodies can be released for burial amid that go slow strike by Gauteng Forensic Services members. The DA, through its spokesperson here in Gauteng, Jack Bloom, said yesterday that they know of three court orders brought by Muslim families who are religiously required to bury within 24 hours of death. And Bloom says families had hoped the backlog of over 200 bodies would be speedily cut when military staff was brought in, but only seven members were available. He's quoted as saying, pathologists have heroically worked without assistance over this long weekend, but new bodies are coming in all the time and they cannot cope. As there's no fridge space, bodies are being piled on top of each other. Now, just take a second and think a little bit about this. I mean, inability to bury your loved one. That is the most traumatic experience any family can go through. And it really just goes back to the government. And, you know, you start questioning about how caring is a government that is unable to resolve the strike that's been going on for over 2 weeks. It is up to government to resolve this issue. Because if you listen to Nehao, by the way, they say they're not on strike. It's just their members are doing what they are paid to do. And you would imagine that government will intervene. The question is whether or not government has a backup plan, has an alternative plan to deal with this. And I'm reminded, and you would remember, of a situation that happened in KZN a couple of months ago, where also they had a problem in a mortuary. I think it was in Pakrini, a mortuary. There was a ghost low. And I ended up talking to the MEC of health, there, Sibongiseni Dhlomo, on this show because I wanted to congratulate him. What he did was he himself decided that he was going to roll up his sleeves and perform postmortems himself. Now, that is symbolic. The symbolism there is that he understands the urgency of the matter. It was symbolic, but also he took some bodies to other mortuaries and he came up with a plan that was workable, that was able to assist families. Now, where is the plan here in Gauteng? What are we doing to make sure that families are not going through all of this? It is traumatic enough to have lost your loved ones, but to have to wait this long, spend money on preparation. Somebody must be sensitive. Somebody must understand what these families are going through. What is the plan? Where is the plan, MEC Gwanda Makhupa?